But like I've looked at videos and people have like health bars that are like three times as long as mine. But it's because I wasn't doing the right kind of play. I was basically crippling
now,
myself.
Now, Kyle, you shouldn't compare the length of your health bar to other people's.
No, but okay, that's true.
Welcome to SysOck, everybody.
Welcome to SysOck.
I'm Kyle.
Kendrick here.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
We're all doing it all at once.
Yeah, just all at the same time.
I need to spend another 5 minutes talking about Elden Ring.
Okay, Kyle, the floor recognizes you speaking about Elden Ring. Go.
I have never in my life played a game where I see content for that game and get excited to play it, and then 20 minutes after I start playing it, I'm more angry than I've ever been in my life, yet continue to play it, and then have to literally force myself to stop and then do the whole cycle over again the next day. I have a very unhealthy relationship with this game, is basically what I'm trying to say.
Is that because you're a masochist?
I think it has to do with that at some level. Like, because I'm not good enough to be playing Elden Ring. Like, I am not a good enough video gamer to be a good at that game.
I'm the video game boy.
I'm the one who wins! I'm not good enough at video games to be, like, I'm not good enough at that game to be able to just start and like, be good. And I finally understand what, like, that means. You know, like, where you get super frustrated and don't want to learn. I finally found a game that, like, I don't want to put all the time in to learn, but I still want to be good at it.
Gotcha.
And I'm having to go through, like, this epiphany right now of, like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I've been preaching this advice of just try things and learn it the whole time, but I'm so angry sometimes when I play that game that I'm like, I think I have to stop. Like, I have to stop. But I think that's called learning, but it's just a weird way of doing it.
What is learning?
What?
I just turned it on education for the first time like an hour ago.
Oh, shit.
And 10 minutes in, it was right at the 10-minute mark, I got an axe from the tip of my skull right through my taint. And I was
done. Did you get attacked by that sword sentinel guy?
Scalp the taint.
Like the very first thing? Yeah. I mean, it was, I took like an eighth of his health.
Wait, you stopped playing already?
Well, yeah, to come up here and do this thing.
So there is a mini boss right where you stop the tutorial. Like, you can easily circumvent him, but it's like they put a mini boss right there. So if you're not careful, you don't have your horse yet or anything, you're not careful, you just get fucking wrecked by this tree sentinel. Because he runs around, his attacks take up way more than you can dodge on, like, at the beginning of the game. It is like, it's kind of like in a fucked up, weird Saw way, similar to Mega Man X. They're teaching you stuff. They're very much teaching you stuff about the game. But it's like every time you die, it's like they take off a toe instead of just being like, okay, let's start you over and you can learn from that experience.
Right. They just stomp on your foot until like one of your toes breaks. And like, cool, go again.
I'm having a huge problem with content creators right now because some of them are really good. Some of them are like, this is a hard thing to do, but if you get through it, it's really cool. That is great because it's honest and it doesn't make me feel like a fucking asshole if I'm not good enough to get past it. Some people are like, oh, you could do this from level one. You don't have to do anything. You just run over to here, you cheese this boss, and it's good to go. And without even coming back and retconning it, because they actively patch, like, bugs. Like, once a week they do bug patches. So you might see, like, a cheese tutorial to how to, like, glitch a boss off an edge. But it'll be fixed in a week. Like, and so if you see someone
rendering that video now completely unusable.
Exactly. Like,
well, then you have the guys that are so good, they plug in like the GameCube Donkey Kong Jungle Beats bongos and beat the game with them in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, there was a guy playing it with bananas for controllers. And I'm like,
I fucking hate
the
that.
Fuck? There was a dude that beat Margate, the guy that only 20% of people had beaten like a week after the game came out, with a fucking ring, like a Switch ring, like exercise ring, Ring Fit.
Dude, fuck that guy. I mean, it's like, that's an incredible talent, but also just fuck you.
Yeah.
Ah, it's so infuriating. Okay, so Kyle, I would hazard a guess that, because this is kind of where I come from in that, like when I would play Dark Souls and just get, you know, fucking shit wrecked and I get mad and then the next day be like, I really want to fucking play Dark Souls. It's also due to watching other content creators, watching people play the game and seeing the shit that they're getting to and the stuff that they're doing and the experiences that they're having and when it, and being like, fuck, I want that. I want that experience. I want to do that thing. It's like, I want to get to this point and do a cool scenario. And it just like so rarely happens because most of the game is just, I don't know. For me, Dark Souls 1, I just grind. I was grinding a lot. And then I think the furthest I got, I beat the Capra Demon after almost breaking a controller. But I did beat him. And that was incredibly satisfying. And I was like, I may as well be done.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel sometimes. Is like, what point am I just going to be like, okay, I'm good. Like, I'm good. So, but the problem is you can keep exploring. And you can keep finding cool shit.
Yeah.
Good.
Did you ring either bell?
Oh, yeah. I rang both bells.
Captain, you're talking about Demon Souls?
Dark Souls. I'm trying Capra to think. Demon? Yeah, because I rang the first bell.
Was it the Capra Demon? Wait, which one's the Capra Demon?
Capra Demon's the one, he's like the really tall looking Minotaur, and he's got the two dogs. And they just fucking pounce on you as soon as you cross the mist. Oh, yeah,
no, I never beat him. Never mind.
Yeah. No, he's I played a Pyromancer, and that I figured out a little method that I could use to try and beat him, and I finally got it. Like, you just have to kill the dogs first and then kind of deal with him, and that is so, like, every fucking video, every fucking thing that I saw that was like, how the fuck do you kill this guy, was get rid of the dogs first, and then here's all the techniques. And it was like, no, okay, do a video on how to get rid of the dogs, because they're way fucking harder than that.
Yeah, that happened with the boss yesterday. We spent an hour and a half or 2 hours fighting this boss who has, like, a piece of a medallion behind him that you can use to get to the rest of the map. And I started to see, like, the code. Like, I started to see Matrix stuff because I was like, this is Cuphead. Like, this is just Cuphead with a lot more things that piss me off in between runs, right? Like, and that's, like, to the game's credit, that's the open world nature of the game. Because you can't have an open world but also be able to load back to a boss right away for some reason. Probably because they tried it and it was too cheesy and they had people breaking the game. Because there's even spots now where you can, like, jump over a wall and then the boss's AI gets confused and doesn't do anything and you can just kill it. But that there's two things that I think I have hope for, right? One is I'm starting to see the similarities between Cuphead and starting to understand how much luck and like, just repetition comes in, right? I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to accept it more and more. It's just a different form, and it feels a lot worse in Elden Ring. The second built my character like shitty as fuck. Like, I played a Wretched, which I was like, oh, cool. I'll start with all 10 on every stat. That's great, right? I'm at level 100 right now, and, like, I have no stat over 30. But, like, I've looked at videos, and people have, like, health bars that are, like, three times as long as mine. But it's because I wasn't doing the right kind of play. I was basically crippling myself.
No, Kyle, you shouldn't compare the length of your health bar to other people's.
No, but okay, that's true. Health bar isn't the actual big part, but the thing I understood yesterday that I really wasn't paying attention to was what weapons you're using and what their skills are that you need to level up in order to have them be most effective. So as someone who's starting, Kevin, I think the biggest piece of advice I can give you is, like, if you like a weapon, you can be pretty effective with those weapons, you know. Just make sure that you're putting stuff into the stats for the weapon that you want to use, right? So there's like a grade, and it happens in every game. Like, every Dark Souls game has this. There's like a grade on the weapon, and it tells you, like, level. There's like, was it F through S? And if it's an S in that stat, it means that, like, that stat is going to make that weapon like a god weapon. Like, if you have, like, 50 strength and you're using a strength S weapon, you're going to be like an unstoppable killing machine.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Noted.
Cause like, yeah, because there's in Dark Souls, and again, I'm gonna have to just keep leaning back on the one game experience that I had was like, you know, there's dexterity and strength, and like the weapons that you use, but there's also for like your magic items in the same way too. So your faith and intelligence are important. And that grading scale, you'll pick something up, and it'll be like, a picture of an arm muscle, like a muscly arm. With an A next to it, and you're like, I don't know what that means, because the game does nothing to fucking explain that to you.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst fucking part of these games. It's like, it's the, like, armor doesn't even tell you what it does. You have to figure it out on your own. It's like old school advanced D&D.
Yeah. This is going back to it's like the Thaco rules only without any fucking rule
like,
book.
How did I not hit? And you're like, oh well, I don't want to explain it right now.
Not to like plug somebody else's work, but like, do you guys know who Vati Vidya is? He's a YouTuber who basically does lore deep dives on pretty much every From Software game.
Is that the guy that Jacksepticeye was talking about in his Bloodborne playthrough?
I think so.
Okay.
I haven't watched much of Jack's playthrough, but yeah, I'm sure he did, because like, if you actually want to know like the story of what the fuck is going on, like, that's the fastest way to do it. Like,
talk about a franchise that needs something to explain its story, right? When we talk about that on a podcast before?
So I think, I don't have much to say, because I played Dark Souls 1 for a bit, got stuck in places, but to what you just said with Jacksepticeye, I think that you're right. This is a genre that needs people to play it. It's almost the perfect fodder for Let's Plays, because it gives you a chance to play the game and show people, and then like explore the world and talk about it. You know, like
teach them about
reveal and unfold the game and the world around you in
it's
a
like
way
OG
that's
Monster
not
Hunter.
Annoying.
Yeah.
And it's not like, let me read this dialogue to you. It's more like, oh, I wonder why this guy said that. Let's go back and talk to that guy. Or this, like, you know, it pops
most of the
up,
time,
like,
the dialogue is either monster screaming, a bunch of periods, or someone who's just got a lot to say to you. Like, and it's
or
way
just
more
like
than any
it,
other character.
And it's all in like cryptic metaphor. Like, you're like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what
apparently
the fuck
Elden
you're
Ring's
about.
Story was written by George R. R. Martin, which I imagine is not anything. He's just like throws a bunch of George R. R. Martin words in there every once in a while, because there's no fucking dialogue in the entire game.
He just makes sure that all the gods' names start with G, R, or M.
Dude, that's true, because there's like five characters that start with M, three main bosses that start with G, and a bunch that start with R.
Yeah.
Dude, no,
that's
he
so
just
accurate.
Put his own name in there. That literally, that's what he did. There's hate George R. R. Martin. I hate George R. R. Martin. I hate George R. R. Martin. He is a fucking hack. And if I ever meet him, there's a good chance I'm going to slap his geriatric ass and get arrested.
Good thing you didn't say his name three times in a row without the I hate part. That's like Beetlejuice rules.
No, he stood up behind me.
He's in your bathroom
but
right
he's,
now.
Slap him!
But he's also ineffectual because the fucker can't finish a thing. He couldn't finish me off if he fucking wanted to.
So only his arm showed up in your mirror? Like, his just
no,
arm
he'll not finish the Game of Thrones books?
No, he hasn't. He never will. He'll die first. He's going to try to choke me now, and he's going to fucking fail to finish that too. He's going to choke me just enough for me to get off, and that's about it.
Sweet. So basically you're getting a sexual encounter with George R. R. Martin because you said his name.
A disappointing one.
That is the name of this episode.
You said sexual
encounter
to get you
with George R. R. Martin.
Disappointing sexual
like,
encounter
you did,
with
you did say choke you enough to get you off, though, so I imagine it's not that disappointing.
Yeah, but you've had disappointing orgasms before. Let's be
that's
honest.
True. Like, his hands are just a little too rough or a little too sweaty.
And they're a little bit clammy.
Sort of
and
cold.
It just smells. There's a smell. You can't place it. It's not pleasant.
Yeah. We're
there's old person
minutes.
Gunk on
I
his
don't
hand.
Have time to go into how much I fucking hate George.
Anyway, I genuinely feel like most people should play Elden Ring because I think it's the best game of the franchise, but also be prepared because
I want to.
I know you do. And I was going to say I think you should play it, but I don't want to like I don't want to be the reason for me and or multiple people.
I'll say it now. I was frustrated with Dark Souls, but I was never so frustrated that I wanted to hurt people who told me to play Dark Souls.
Okay, good.
I was frustrated enough that I stopped playing Dark Souls, which is why I haven't progressed past Sen's Fortress. But
farther than I got.
Whatever. I think is that the one with the giant armor guards?
Yeah. Because you got to fight, through like the snake dudes in the trap, like the booby trap.
No. Way after that. I was in the spot where you had to like scale the roofs while people shot you with arrows, and you just have to like. I don't think I'm supposed to be up here.
Because Sin's Fortress is the one where like the gate opens up. That,
Yeah. I cleared that. That's the one that has the fucking. Treasure chest that you try to open, and it's like, haha, by the way, we got mimics in this game, dickhead.
Mimics.
But I have to say, FromSoft does an amazing job with their design. Like, every single thing in the game is beautiful. Like, that's part of the reason I want to collect this stuff, because, like, there's a sword that's, like, living leeches. And it, like, the leeches move around on the sword when you do stuff. And all of the, like, legendary weapons have, like, really cool moves, and they're all unique as fuck. Everything is so unique. Like, no two weapons that are, like, named have the same effect. And they support, like, the game supports a lot of different creativity, but, of course, because it's a FromSoft game, there's, like, that just fucking wrecked the game. And they're trying to fix them, but I'm like, I don't want to play those, but I'm also realized that this is a highly competitive PvE game, which is really hard to say. It's like,
why is it? Wait, I'm sorry. Can we walk that back?
Yeah,
a highly competitive PvE game?
Yeah, so what the competitive nature of it is, isn't that the people are competitive. Well, actually, it does have PvP, which is actually really fucking annoying, but we can talk about that later. the competitive in that there's so many different ways to do things that none of them are going to be as good as certain things. Like, there's already a meta. There's, like, a meta in the game, but it's a PvE game. But, like, why is there a meta in a PvE game? Why is there builds that are significantly better than other builds in a game that has no competition when it comes to beating bosses? I don't know. And that's something I'm having trouble reconciling, is, like, why they wouldn't have taken the time to design this stuff in such a way that, like, the my shitty build with, like, a sword that I really like isn't as good if I put stuff the right way into it as blood loss or this hyper intense magic you can use that's like really hard to get. So
it's just like that. Yeah. So much of that just sounds so frustrating.
It's only like, frustrating when you come to a wall that you can't get past. And like, there's a lady I was listening to on TikTok that explained it really well. Like, and she was explaining the positivity she was feeling from this and not the negativity that I've been so adamant about, which I feel is my duty to talk about for a little bit. And I'm sorry I've taken this whole podcast apart, but she was saying, I wanted to do magic. I like magic, and I started doing magic, and I realized it was pretty good. Like, I was messing stuff up. I would charge my spells up. I would Kamehameha people. It was great. And then she got to this part where you have to fight this knight in this room, and she couldn't get past it. She spent like 30 minutes to an hour trying to beat this knight, and she just could not do it because she couldn't get any of her spells off before the knight would hit her because there was in a enclosed area. And I was like, sister, I feel you. Like, I understand what you're saying. But then she's like, but then I stopped, which is what you should be doing if you can't beat something. It means that you're not approaching it the right way. It's the same as Cuphead. Like, if you're using the wrong weapon, you're not going to get through unless you just are trying to do a hard mode for some reason. She was like, I'm going to go see if there's maybe a way I can get a more close range weapon and then use magic to make my magic better. And so she found a sword, like a basic ass sword, and she found magic, an enchantment for the sword, put the enchantment on their basic bitch sword, and went and fucking slayed this knight after like 10 tries. And I was like, maybe that's the thing. Like, you just have to find the way that your build can beat a boss, and it has to do, it's like a gigantic fucking puzzle that nobody can understand but you, because you're the only person that's building it. So it's like a puzzle where nobody can help you, but everybody can try to tell you what you're doing wrong.
I mean, I'm pretty sold. I want to try it. I can't wait to get further.
I love the games. I just know that I'm like not... It's going to be a while before I pick it up, and it's going to be a while before I really invest time into it, and I'm just like...
The exploration alone is worth it. Like, if you get it at like for like $50 someday or 20, $30 someday... Just exploring as much as you can is worth it, because seeing everything is great, and finding hidden dungeons and stuff is awesome. So
it's really It's very pretty.
I will say this: I've been watching the Grumps play, because that's been their like their weekly playthrough now. And watching Aaron, like, he got stuck on, and I forget, you just named him a second, Margaret or whatever.
Or Margaret, yeah, the first boss, Margaret. The first like story boss.
Yeah. He's like, he got stuck on him. He went to go like fight him a couple of times. And I was like, oh Jesus, here we go. And then he just like fucked off to a different area. And he's like, no, I can just go check something else out and we'll come back to that later. And I'm like, oh, that's actually very freeing. I was like, I mean, the souls and like the runes, whatever the fuck the economy in the game is now.
They're called
like,
runes, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like he accidentally, you know, he had to leave those there because he died. But he's like, it's like, I'm just going to go do something else for a little bit. We'll go explore this entire different area. And I was like, oh, it's like, because when I first encountered the Capra Demon, I couldn't go anywhere else. I just had to go through that, and I couldn't fucking beat him. So I quit playing for a long time until I fucking came back and figured out how to do it. I was like, I kind of like that idea. I was like, okay, I'm not ready for this area. I don't have what I need. I can't do it with friends. I'm going to go do something else for a little bit. We'll fix that problem when we come back to it.
Yeah, and you absolutely learn really quickly that if you go into a boss fight with runes, you either need to beat the boss or you lose the runes. And it took me till like 2 days ago to realize runes are not a finite resource. Yeah, you can get the same amount of runes from like rune farming or just killing stuff over and over again and grinding as you could from any boss in the game. It just might take a long time, right? So, yeah, it's less efficient, but like the end of the day, don't kill yourself because you lost to a boss and you can't beat him but you can't get your runes back. And there's even things in the game that allow you to lose them instead of your runes. So, yeah, I don't know. I think all of you guys would really enjoy the game because you really like Dead Cells and you're like, that was the thing. I think there's aspects of this game that you'll very much enjoy. And I think part of the reason I'm like having a lot of trouble and getting angry with it is because there was things about Dead Cells I was like super pissed off about, but maybe we'll be the same. I don't know. I'm so interested to see if you guys play it. I almost just want to buy it for all of you. Like,
what systems is it on?
PC, it's on PC, PS4, PS5. PS5? Yeah.
I got it on CD Keys, and it was like $6 off or something.
That's a pretty good.
I'll play it on my PC, but because I don't have the other things. So
yeah.
Anyway, everybody, like, comment, and subscribe. Buy merch. I and Elden Rings, and please send us a dollar. In the mail.
Should we just start a Patreon just because we can?
Send Kendrick a dollar. You should do that.
I'll look into it.
I don't need a dollar. Don't send me a dollar, and I'll send me a dollar, and I'll give it to someone who I think needs it.
Yeah, all of our Patreon money will just go to charities or something.
Or to French fries.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.